Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's December 22nd, and as I saw this little picture on Facebook this morning, or a few minutes ago, actually, and it said December 22nd, two more days and men get to go shopping. Now, that's a joke about men and shopping, isn't it? We all go shopping on December 24th. I've done that after December 20th. I used to get paid around December 20th, so my bonus, we got bonuses way back when, bonuses, right, were usually around the 20th of the month, so it'd be all the Christmas shopping would be done after that. Okay, so much for that stuff, right? Okay, so the title of the show must have scared people away. Yesterday, I had people lined up around the block to ask questions of spirit, and today, it's kind of quiet out there. I wonder why. Maybe you're shopping, getting ready. I guess maybe even, I won't be here tomorrow, so be back on Thursday. Let's see what December 24th is like. I can imagine. But I like the idea that maybe your friends or the family members, descendants, friends of the family, those who are in the non-physical world that know you, would have something to say about Christmas, a little Christmas greeting. So that's kind of where I was going today. I mean, it'll answer your questions if you have questions, of course, but it was really more, okay, see if they had a little Christmas greetings. Maybe I can get some Christmas greetings from other non-physical entities, spirit entities for you about Christmas. Okay, we'll do that. But I have some articles. I was in theme of this time of the year and Christmas. I found an article I'd like to share. It's when is Christmas celebrated? And Christmas around the world, the Christmas story. It's a really nice site it says whychristmas.com. So we'll get something from that. It's like when Christmas is celebrated and then why December 25th if we have time. I'll do the why Christmas first. And then we'll see if we do the December 25th or not. Okay. Well. But I have some other articles. Both of these were kind of appropriate for this time of year with all the craziness going on in the world and holidays and getting ready for it. One was called 9 Ways Humor Heals. I thought that was kind of a cool article. It was by G.K. Chesterton, who once wrote, "Angels can fly because they take themselves lightly." I like that. Okay, that's not the title of his book. That's just one of his quotes. So, I think it's a he. Maybe it's a she. Maybe misunderstood that. But that's who that wrote that. Oh. No. That was a quote from that gentleman. I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought that was the writer of the article. The writer of the article is Therese Bouchard, who writes a lot on BeliefNet. She writes an article, a blog called Beyond Blue. And I know her. She's one of my Facebook friends. So how cool is that? I misread that. I thought he was the writer of this article. But that's a quote. Angels can fly because they take themselves lightly. So we'll get into this. Why humor? What humor can do for you? The other one is 12 rules, I could say it. I actually can say this. 12 rules for more peaceful and happy holidays or holiday. So we'll get into that. Yeah, just time permitting and who calls in and who wants to talk and who wants to chat and all that sort of thing. And I'd love to talk to you folks, see if anybody calls in today. I don't know what's going on, huh? And maybe I can get a message or two. And I have to kind of be quiet for a moment. That's so hard for me to do, is just to be quiet for a moment. Let me give you an Abraham quote and kind of start the show off that direction. And then we'll get into some of the articles. Maybe I'll do Christmas. When is Christmas celebrated? Because we think in terms of December 25th, but it's not always December 25th. And there's some other celebrations around Christmas, which are very traditional and very old in different parts of the world, that most of us in the United States go, what are they talking about? What is that all about? So we'll do that. Okay, so what am I doing? Oh, yes. Okay, so we're doing the Abraham quote. Here we go. If you're not familiar with Abraham, Abraham would be one of those non-physical groups or entities that I would try to get a message for, a Christmas message from for you. But this is through Esther Hicks, who gets been getting messages from Abraham since 1985, I think, somewhere in that time frame, over 30 years now. How interesting is that? 30 years. Wow. Okay, so everything exists for joy. There is not one other reason for life than joy. We're not nothing to prove to any. We've got nothing. Okay, George, start all over. We've got nothing to prove to anyone because nobody other than the all that is watching. In other words, we're not trying to get brownie points from some other galaxy. We're not trying to get someplace else. We're not trying to get it done because there is no ending. We cannot get it done. Everything exists for the purpose of joy in the moment. Now, that was from a workshop in Silver Springs, Maryland, in 2002. What do you think about that? That's a beautiful statement. There is no other reason for life than joy. Now, we like to put layers and layers and layers on top of that. But think about it. What if every moment we lived was in joy? We felt good every moment. And from the Abraham teaching, and a lot of teachings very similar to that, that's what it's about. That's what life is about. In each moment, feeling good, feeling joy, feeling happy, feeling prosperous, feeling all these things. That's what life is about. Okay? I know it's not easy. Yeah, I'll raise my hand to be one to testify that it's not always easy, but that's what life should be about, is being in joy every moment. Yeah, what do you think about that? Think that's, I know it's not easy because we got so many factors in our lives. So what article am I going to get into right now? Let's talk a little bit more about Christmas, because that's kind of been the theme this week, about Christmas. And maybe I can get a message about Christmas or about this time of the year from some spirit of some form, some non-physical entity, spirit teacher, hopefully. Maybe my father, I don't know. Maybe somebody, right? Okay, when Christmas is celebrated. This is from whychristmas.com. Many people think Christmas is on December 25th and that all there is Christmas. However, for many people around the world, in different countries and in different Christian traditions, Christmas lasts for a lot longer than that. And it's even celebrated at different times. Although December 25th is the date when most people celebrate Christmas, there are other dates as well. Some churches, mainly Orthodox churches, use different calendars. I think they call it the Julian calendar, if I remember correctly from an article the other day. Or so Orthodox churches in Russia, Serbia, Jerusalem, Ukraine, and Ethiopia, and other countries use the old Julian calendar. And people in those churches celebrate Christmas on January 7th. Okay. Most people in Greek Orthodox Church celebrate Christmas on December 25th, but some still use the Julian calendar and so celebrate Christmas on January 7th. Some Greek Catholics celebrate on January 7th. But I like that. You know, you can pick a day, right? Okay, I'm going to do January 7th this year. I'm going to do both days. In Armenia, the Apostolic Church celebrates Christmas on January 6th. It also celebrates Epiphany on this day. Because I lived in an area where there are a lot of Armenian people, and I remember them celebrating both December 25th and January 6th. So that's kind of cool, right? Yeah, pick your day. How fun is that? You can celebrate Christmas on 3 days. If you just want to jump around and go to the 25th, and you want to go to the 6th, and you want to go to the 7th, you could just keep it going. You know, okay. Before Christmas, many Christians use the time of Advent to prepare themselves and get ready to celebrate the joy of Christmas. When Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus, so they believe is the Son of God. Advent is normally a period of 4 Sundays and weeks before Christmas. In many Orthodox and Eastern Catholic churches, Advent lasts for 40 days, starting on November 15th. Oh, so they start on my birthday. Well, that's cool, you know. Let's start celebrating on George's birthday. And then that carries through. So in Orthodox churches, which celebrate Christmas on January 7th, Advent starts on November 28th. Oh, man. I like the November 15th better, right? During Advent, many people fast, don't eat certain foods. The types of food people give up depends on their church tradition and where the world in the world they live. So what would you give up? I don't give, you know, like really, seriously, do you give up stuff? I don't. No. Okay. I'm not into Advent. So, okay, let me get back to you guys. See what's going on over here. Okay, so what do you think? What do you celebrate? Most people celebrate January 25th, but I've been to parties on January 6th and that time period because, again, as I mentioned, I lived in an area where there were a lot of Armenian people. Not as much, not where I live so much now, but where I lived before. Okay, so moving on right along, we'll get into the rest of the article. I'm waiting for your calls, and we'll see if I can get a message or two relating to Christmas from my spirit teachers or past relatives or somebody, okay? After Advent, traditionally Christmas celebrations and often a feast start on Christmas Day and last for 12 days. So they are known as the 12 days of Christmas. The celebrations finished on the evening of 5th of January, which is better known as the 12th night. Throughout history, the 12 days of Christmas were a time for feasting and fun. Ooh, that sounds like fun, right? So starting on the Christmas, so why don't we do that? Yeah, why don't we just start this new little tradition, right? That after we'll have just 12 days of feasting and fun. So back to the joy thing, right? Following the 12th night on January 6th is Epiphany, which when people remember the wise men, often sometimes called the three kings who visited Jesus. Okay, the 12th night is also the time when it was traditionally to take your Christian decorations down. Although some people will leave them up to after Candlemas. Ooh, Candlemas, a new celebration. Now, this is kind of fun, isn't it? Candlemas. Have you ever heard of Candlemas? You might think that Christmas ends when you take down the Christmas decoration, when you take Christmas decorations down. But it doesn't. After both Christmas and the season, the 12th, you know, 12th night, the end of Christmas decorations come down on February 2nd, 40 days after Christmas with Candlemas. Wow, isn't that kind of cool? Yeah, we could keep this going all year. Okay, Candlemas was known as the presentation of Jesus at the temple or the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin Mary is when some Christians remember the time when Jesus and Joseph took the baby Jesus to the Jewish temple in Jerusalem to give thanks to God for giving them a son. It is a very important day in some Orthodox and Catholic churches. The name Candlemas comes from Candlemas because in many Candlemas services, the candles are blessed to be used in churches during the coming year or are given out to people for them to use in their homes and private prayers. Isn't that kind of fun, huh? We don't do that here. Okay, so in many Catholic churches, it is time when people remember and renew promises they've made to the church and celebrate some of the prophecies which were given about Jesus. In many Eastern Orthodox churches, all night vigil is held the night before the candle blessing ceremony. I think I've been to one of those. I can't remember, but I think I've been to one of those. It's like, that was a long time ago. Candlemas. Okay, in the morning, the candles are blessed and given out to the people. So that is Candlemas. Okay, what do you think? We're going to move on to another article. Maybe I'll talk about why December 25th tomorrow. We won't get into that one today. See, I was waiting for callers. You can feast 365. I thought you said you could fast 365 days a year, right? No. Yeah, so we can take Christmas out. We can take out Christmas. We can go 40 days and 40 days after. So we can go, that's 80 days, add the 12. We can add 92 days to the Christmas celebration rather easily. What do you think? We could just take Christmas back to July. Or out to, no, never mind. But I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. So I'm going to take a call, and then we'll get into a little bit about humor and how humor is healing. And any questions you have, and let's see if I can get any messages from those who are in the non-physical world regarding Christmas. I don't know why I'm kind of trying to open up to that, but we'll see what I get in a minute. Okay, let me take a call. We'll get into this a little bit more. Hello?
Oh, Merry Christmas. Hi, George. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm doing well, and Merry Christmas to you. So what is Donna up to on this? So you're done with your shopping, and you're done with all that thing, right?
Yeah, not too much going on. I'm not married. I don't have kids, and my sister's about 3 hours away, but I'm not feeling well. I have this bacterial infection going on, SIBO.
Well,
so
that's not good. Well, you should get over that. Get over that quickly.
Yeah, I'm taking.
Don't carry that one around. Don't carry that one around very long.
No, you get real bloated in the stomach. It's not good.
Right. Well, that doesn't sound good at all. So what's going on today?
Girlfriend. Well, I'm just wondering if finances would be getting better, or what you're picking up from my soul family, if they have a message for me.
Okay, soul family, Christmas, all that whole thing, get money. Do you feel sometimes like money? This is kind of an interesting picture, and maybe they're kind of, how do I put this? Do you feel like money is like on the end of a string, and you keep reaching for it, and it keeps pulling it away? Something keeps pulling it away. Do you know what I mean by that? It's like dangled, and money is. It's like the donkey and the carrot. Do you know what I mean? It's like money, where it's right in front of you, and you reach for it, and it gets pulled away. It gets pulled away. You ever have that feeling?
No, I don't know what that feeling. No,
it means that money is just out of reach. You want more money, but it's just out of reach.
Yeah, well, I want more money to reach me. I did win $10,000 about 10 weeks ago, though, on a scratch off. That was good.
Okay, so what are you worried about money for?
Well, that was just to buy my car from my sister, but now I need another, more money to pay off my credit cards.
Well, I guess to use that analogy, what they're saying for to you is it's right in front of you. You just have to reach out. You'll get it. It's right there. It's going to be coming to you. It's there. It's dangling right in front of you. Just reach out and grab it. It's coming soon. And you'll be shown how to grab it and where to grab it really soon, because your life is blessed in the fact that when you need it, you're shown where to get it. Okay?
Yes.
So that's not a problem for you.
No.
Next year's 2016. Wow, time was behind quickly, right? Now, you may not believe this, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. What I hear for you is 2016 is going to be your best year ever.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've done a lot of spiritual work, and I've also... I've done a lot of healing, and I'm always helping people my whole life, and yeah, I feel like it's going to be my time now too. That's
right.
Great.
So yeah, that's what I get. So just look forward to it. You know, it's going to be a great year. Okay.
Oh, good. I will. Okay. Thank you so much, and Happy New Year's to you too, George. You're a super guy.
Thank you. You too. No, yeah. Well, next year for you is going to be amazing.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, so I'm in the thing. That was a kind of cool picture. I don't know why I got that picture for her. Of the it's like the money on the end of the string that's just out in front of her, dangling out in front of her. Maybe they meant it wasn't being pulled away, but that she just has to reach out and get it. That's cool. Yeah, like the donkey finally gets the carrot, right? Yeah. So what are we doing here? Okay, so anybody else? Anybody in the chat room? What's going on with you guys in the chat room today? Some interesting names in the chat room today. I always like people with different kinds of names. Fun. Okay, so trying to get messages from those who have passed, either family members or maybe some famous people, or maybe, yeah, we'll leave it at that. Not necessarily spirit guides per se. You know, a lot of times your spirit guide is nothing more than that great grandmother or great grandfather or great uncle that passed. It's now watching you carefully going, well, you'll get your act together someday. We know that. Someday you'll get your act together, right? Yes. So, let me see if I get any messages, and then we'll get into some of the articles. We talked a little bit about Christmas and the different days of celebration. The last person to log in, whoever that is, the last person to log into the chat room, they might have logged out now. The last person to log in, the message is, I don't know who this is, but I get a message. It's one of you. There's only three of you, so it's pretty easy. You know, one of you, maybe all of you, but I think it's the last person who logged in. There will be a big surprise for you in a couple days. So maybe it's Christmas Day. There will be a big surprise. Oh, they went away. They didn't get to hear about this. Well, so we're down to two people. One of you is getting a big surprise on Christmas Day. A nice surprise on Christmas Day. Isn't that cool? So it's not something you're expecting. And it's positive. It's not. I wouldn't go like, well, you're going to be run over by a truck or something. And not get kind of surprise. It's a very positive surprise. Okay, so you're getting a surprise on Christmas Day. The last person, maybe it's the last person on the list, my friend. Ooh, let's see. Let's see who that is. So they have to get back to me. But the other people went away, so I'll never know if they even heard the message, right? I don't know. If you heard the message, how cool is that? Okay, so anything else for anybody out there in the chat room or otherwise? Any other messages for anybody? I'm getting kind of a message that the world, and I think what they mean by it's not figuratively, it's literally, they're saying that the world is upside down, or the world is in a really upside down kind of state right now. I guess there's a lot going on in the world, right? Have you watched the news? Yeah, the world is in an upside down, but during 2016. Now, this is a prophecy. We have to hold on to this one, you know. Write this one down, right, and see if this is correct. But in 2016, the planet, the Earth, the people of the Earth will start turning in the direction, on a right side up direction, which means in a more positive place, a more uplifting, uplifted place next year. That's kind of a positive message. I hope it's right. Yeah, we need to have a shift, don't we, into a more positive place. So the world is upside down, but next year we're going to see the world starting to turn in the right direction. And I think that has to do with war, because we're really tired of it, and acceptance. War and acceptance. So I don't know who said that, but that's the message. So let's go with it. Let's just stay there. Well, the Force is with you. What are you worried about? You got the Force with you. You went to see Star Wars. Now you got your lightsaber. You have your lightsaber and you can go out there and whoosh, 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 whoosh. People? No. She's going, no, I don't have a lightsaber and I'm not going to go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh people. Nope, not at all. Okay, cool. Then don't do it. Okay, so let's move on to some articles. Anybody wants to call in or have any questions or anything? They want a message. If you want a message from a specific person, like who has passed, then give me a first name of the person you would like a message and maybe the relationship to you, and then we can go from there. But let me click into an article for a few minutes. Oh, my friend here is going to go, I got about 1,000 people I want to hear from. No. Okay, let's skip this one for right now. Let's go into the 12 rules for more peaceful and happy holiday. You know, they got a picture of a nice family sitting around the dining room table, the dining room table with big turkey being carved up, and everybody's happy and smiling. Is that your Christmas? Wanting everything to be perfect is in your head, especially if you are the hostess. Remember that your guests are much more interested in filling their stomachs with great food than judging the scuff marks on your kitchen floor or the new ding in your wallpaper that you stare at every day. The perfection of this season is found in the special moments when friends and family sit down together, not the state of your abode. Yeah, you could clean for days, you know, and there always will be something. You know, it's like, oh my goodness. Yeah, so don't worry about it. Enjoy it. Yeah. Let the imperfections stay there. Allow them to be what they are, right? Don't get obsessed with everything being perfect. It can't be. It doesn't take long. It takes the dog going outside and running through the house, right, to upset all the perfection that you thought you should have. Pay attention to the smiles. I like this. Back to smiling again, right? As we get closer and closer to the holiday, there are more smiles, kind words, and thoughtful gestures shared than at any other time of the year. Well, I don't live in my neighborhood, but kidding. When you're out and about, look for the grins and well wishes. Start holding the door open for others and add a friendly gesture at the checkout time. You will find yourself smiling more because thoughtfulness is contagious. So being thoughtful, being considerate of others. Now we just, you know, somebody wants to cut you off, let them cut you off. Somebody needs to, having a hissy because they need to be in front of the line because of some crazy reason. Yeah, let it go. You know, don't, just be considerate. Just try to be considerate, because a lot of people are just so stressed out, but we don't have to stress out with them, do we? Sure. Yeah, let's all stress out, right? Rule number 3, do nothing for 15 minutes. I love this rule. What do you think about this one? What? Oh, okay, something about a massage. I'm back to the chat room for a moment. A massage from Steve or Dad. A message from Steve, her dad, for my daughter if she will get a new job soon. Okay, I got it. So you want a message from Steve, and he's in the non-physical world, and you want to know if he has a message about your daughter getting, or his daughter, or whatever, whoever this is, getting a job soon, right? Okay, the words I get exactly, don't worry about it. Have her not to worry about it, that there is an alignment for it. There is an alignment for it. It's like there is alignment, as if the universe is aligning that for her soon. Okay, so it's not the time to stress out, but enjoy the holiday season as much as she can, because there is an alignment. And it feels like, now I'm going to way off on a limb here. It feels like it's between now and New Year's Day. It feels like within the next week or so that there will be an offering of a job, or at least an interview, but an offering, it feels like. Okay? That's the energy I'm picking up there. And it's, the message is really, yeah, it's all being aligned. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all being aligned, right? That's what I get. So we'll leave it there. Okay, where we go? Back to the rules. Do nothing for 15 minutes. It's amazing how refreshed you'll feel when you take a few minutes to sit down in a comfortable chair and experience a moment of stillness. This inner quiet allows the mind to relax and move energy back into the body so that you can return to holiday activities with renewed zest. That's interesting, huh? Just taking a break. I would say take a 5-minute meditation. Just go into meditation for 5 minutes. Just relax. Now, if you've been running around all day and your life is crazy, you might just fall asleep. But a little nap wouldn't hurt. A little 20-minute nap wouldn't hurt either. Really? The power naps. They call them power naps, right? kids used to get, we used to get power naps when I was young, like in kindergarten. They would give us like half hour power naps. And then the little guys would go crazy again. Okay, I just keep checking back and forth to see if you have any questions or thoughts. And anybody wants to call in. So we got a few more minutes, got about 14 minutes left if anybody wants to call in. Okay, so I keep going to the wrong article. I don't know why I do that. Rule number 4. I don't know if we'll get through all these, but we'll try. Give each person one non-monetary gift. Now, let's go through this because they... Excuse me, I'm yawning. See, I mentioned sleep and I start yawning. I mentioned falling asleep during a nap. I mean, during a little break, and now I fall asleep. That's kind of funny. Yeah, well, that's the mind going, ooh, it's time. Okay, this holiday, give each person in your family a thoughtful, non-monetary gift. Think of something that you can enjoy doing together or an experience that can be shared, and write a promissory note for a back rub, a day downtown, a personal manicure, or agree to go to a movie with that other person wants to see. So it's non-monetary, so they'd have to pay their own way, right? Not your way, but it would be Dutch, if I'm getting this right. Or maybe you can pay their movie. Yeah, big deal, right? These are some of the gifts that you can give. So what are other gifts that you can give that are not about buying a gift from a store from somebody else? You could make something, right? You could make a crafty thing, right? It's monetary, but it's not monetary in the sense of going to the store and buying something. But making something, because making something in itself is the joy for you, right? Aren't you joyful when you get to make something, you see something created, and then you give it to somebody as a gift? Okay, so I would say that would be a cool gift, something you made. And hopefully they'll like it. They won't look at it going, what is that? You ever get a gift and you turn it all around and you go, what is that? Figure this thing out, right? Okay, so back to the article. Let's go. Take advantage of extended shopping hours. This is interesting. Sometimes we're really so tired at the end of the day that about 9 o'clock at night, we don't want to go out. But maybe that's the best time to go because everybody else has gone home and they put the kids to bed and blah, blah, blah. And it's time to go shopping. And you only have 2 more days. So this is for all the men out there that waited till the last minute. Go late at night. So if you're not a fan of crowds and long lines, schedule a late night power shopping trip. This is the easiest way to run through an entire department store with sanity, access to the full sweater stock, and get immediate service. So running through the mall, power running through a mall, right? I don't know about that. But it's an idea. Or go early in the morning. I met a friend today for coffee. We met near a mall. We met at 9, and there was lots of parking. But an hour later, it was packed, right? So maybe early in the morning when they have early morning hours, like 7 a.m. hours, hit it at 7, get it over with really quickly, and go home before the crowds show up. Ooh. Allow yourself a holiday binge day. Now, they have a picture of a brownie, but it's funny because the little caption is veganbaking.net, so it's a vegan brownie. Ooh, it looks good, though. It looks really good. Okay, you're entitled to have a day with no limits and no self-judgment. For everyone who mentally monitors their calories, claim a binge day out and out loud, and give yourself permission for total holiday munching freedom. Go crazy for a day. Eat something that you... Ooh, okay. Tomorrow you will get back to the treadmill and calorie counting, but there is nothing more liberating than full open permission to eat. I like that one. I got a pretty strict diet, though. I don't know. So, I got people in the chat room. Now you guys are still there. I know most of the people I talk to have some kind of, careful about their diet to some degree. What is that one thing that you would allow yourself to have that's a total indulgence that you normally wouldn't eat because of the calories, or for whatever reason, you normally don't eat it, but what would you eat? I know mine. I'll give you mine in a minute. I just want to see if anybody comments. Yeah. So what would you have, though? What would you eat, or what can you eat this year during Christmas time that you normally never eat, but you kind of, oh, I better not eat that. That's going to put on like, oh, 12,000 pounds. So I better not eat it. What is that one thing? Me, it's cheesecake. Cheesecake. Cheesecake with the swirls of chocolate and raspberry on the top. Interesting. Stuffed pizza. I know. Like layers of pizza. It's like a real pie, isn't it? Because I've had that. Chicago-style pizza sometimes is very thick. There's a crust on top and the crust on the bottom. Or there's something on the top. But it's very thick. It's a pie. So they call it a pizza pie. Because it really is a pie. There's stuff inside of it. Yeah, that's Chicago style. Spinach pizza, huh? Okay, mine's cheesecake. Anything else? Anybody else have anything, an indulgence that during the holiday season would just be kind of like, oh, thank you, I really love this, and I don't do it all the time, but I really want to do it, just kind of let go of some stress by having my whatever that is. Anything else? Okay, so back to the article. Now, those who join me later and kind of have no idea what this man's talking about, I'm giving messages from non-physical, from the soul family, from those who have passed. And if anybody wants a message, like a Christmas message from any of those soul families, just give me a name, who you'd like to hear from, or who you are. Yeah, the guest thing doesn't work so well, but the first name would be helpful. Cheesecake. I had a friend years ago that made cheesecake. She was an expert at it. She was really good, really good. And she threw a lot of parties because her husband was an executive at some oil company, and he had a lot of company all the time, and, you know, executive parties, and she made cheesecakes. And she would, like, make cheesecakes, and then if it didn't come out, like, 100%, she would give it out to us, our friends. The ones that just didn't quite live up to it, that were like 90% there. And the 90% were better than anything you could buy in the store. I wish I could remember her name. That was a long time ago. So I think I started my cheesecake desires. Yeah, you have to find a good one. My ex-mother-in-law would make cheesecake cookies. And they were like cheesecake, but they were like little squares. Cheesecake squares, and they were fabulous. I should have stayed married just for the cheesecake cookies, right? No. Yeah, right. Okay, that's in itself an indulgence. Cheesecake. Anybody ever eat cheesecake cookies? They're fabulous. They're like little square, like brownie squares, but they're cheesecake. And they're flatter than, you know, we don't want to go there. We'll leave that one alone. Okay, so indulge yourself. That's basically the rule number 6 for 12 rules for a more peaceful and happy holiday. And this is from beliefnet.com. I like this next one. If you're busy around the house and busy getting ready, and you've got only a couple more days, and it's probably that last minute, I got to do this and that, it says, sing while you work. Nothing makes the chore of peeling potatoes, dicing onions, and whipping peaks of fresh cream go faster than crooning along to your favorite carols. Well, we're talking Christmas carols here. I thought they were talking about singing, you know, something else, right? Your favorite rock ballad, you know, your favorite Journey ballad as you're doing this sort of thing. No. Okay, so turn up the Susan Boyle's Oh Holy Night. Before you know it, your lungs will be full of air, heart filled with sentiment, and turkey full of breadcrumbs. So sing. Put some music on and sing along. Yeah, you can. Yeah, they're saying basically put the music on and sing along. I was thinking Bohemian Rhapsody. That was what I was thinking, but I guess that's not that they're referring to right here. Yeah, they're talking about Christmas songs. Okay, whatever. Bohemian Rhapsody. If that's what your thing is, sing that while doing Christmas, getting ready for Christmas, right? Yeah, or a little AC/DC. Frank Sinatra, My Way, New York, New York. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going off the wagon here a little bit, but anybody want any messages? Nope, no messages from anybody. Wanting messages from those who have passed, from the non-physical world, or you'd rather just listen to me ramble, because we're getting there. Okay, express yourself in a healthy way. Family gatherings can sometimes test your boundaries and patience. Avoid stuffing your feelings by finding a way to speak your truth in the moment in calm and healthy fashion. Yeah, no screaming and yelling, no beating on the walls, no yelling, you know, pulling hair out. You know, this is not the NFL. This is not WWE. This is like calmly expressing. You know, I read this and I go, yeah, but you got to be careful. Because some people are really sensitive this time of year. And if you get really frustrated with somebody or family members and you kind of go off a little bit, even when you think it's really calm and peaceful, they'll resent it. And then you'll have this huge thing. So maybe just, I would say, stuff it a little bit. Wait till some other appropriate time when it's all over and things will settle down. I kind of disagree with this a little bit. Unless something is so irritating to you that somebody, some family member, some friend is so irritating during the holiday season, maybe you need to say something in a very peaceful, loving way, right? Okay, moving right on. I don't know, that's a tough one. The next one is assign roles to household helpers. The holiday load is much lighter when everyone pitches in. Be sure to assign specific roles to household members with clear responsibilities. Okay, when garbage take outer does his job, why is it always his job? Why can't the garbage taker outer be a female, a woman, a girl? I don't know. Guys, we always get stuck with these jobs. You take the trash out. Wow, man, why me? And the table setter does her job. And see, why can't I be the table setter and she could be the trasher taker outer, right? And the dish rinser steps up to the plate. Your holiday work will be considerably less. So that's like the family getting involved. But don't get hung up on role-playing, right? Everybody can do a different job. You know, there's no masculine, feminine jobs. Women can take trash out. Unless, yeah, women can take trash out. You know, get a dolly if you need one, right? Hello. Leave some tasks for tomorrow. I love that. You don't have to get it all done. Get her done, right? And then simplify your tasks. They don't say that here, but, you know, you don't have to go over the top. It's totally unrealistic to think that your house has to be in perfect order after a million presents have been stripped open and sit-down meals served after the guest leaves, put the leftovers in the fridge, sit down and watch a movie. The mess will still be there when you wake up. Cleanup will go a lot faster after a good night's sleep. Well, that's kind of contrary to me, though, because I like to clean up. I mean, I like to get it all done, and I get to go to bed, and it's all cleaned up. So I'm like, oh, that's not me. I don't want to do that. Anybody else? Anybody out there? Anybody else obsessive compulsive where you have to get it done? You're not going to let it sit there overnight? Especially dishes. Like, everything's got to be in the dishwasher and it turned on and before you go to bed. Or everything's got to be cleaned up, at least straightened up pretty well before you go to bed, right? Or am I the only one that's a little ADD about that? Okay, so nobody's... You guys are happy. You're off in your own little worlds today. You're not with me. Okay, so do I have any more? Okay, and the other thing is, and this is really cool because I only have a few more seconds and I thought this was really cool. Gratitude time. Go around the table and say, what are you grateful for and what do you appreciate? You could say, well, I am grateful for this, but then I appreciate it because, and we discussed yesterday a little bit the difference between appreciation and gratitude. Appreciation is the details. I'm grateful for this meal because it tastes so good. I love the flavors. I love the variety, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate all the details involved in it, but I'm grateful for the meal. That's kind of a little bit of a definition difference between appreciation. So show some gratitude, show some appreciation for the work that people have done to make your day a little better, for to make the holiday a little better. Appreciate yourself. Love yourself. Appreciate yourself because you got involved. You did stuff. So I love you guys. I do. And I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, whatever holiday you have been celebrating. And I celebrate Christmas even though I'm not what you call a traditional Christian. But I think it's a beautiful time. So I will be back on Thursday, the 24th, and we'll do it again. Thank you. Bye out there.